Hi there, and welcome to another edition of Tuesdays with Corey. I'm here with Kay,
yes.
Who is the owner, leader, brain behind our disc, many things. Today, and so we're gonna do a couple sessions actually.
Yes.
Today we're gonna focus on discs.
Yes.
Then we're gonna focus on images.
Images.
Okay.
Yes.
Cool.
Yes.
So tell us a little bit. Well, first, start us off a little bit with what discs are, why you love them.
I love the discs. Yes.
You love the discs. Who doesn't love the discs?
Yeah. Well, who doesn't love them more than storage accounts?
There you go.
Yes.
That's right.
That's the way to think about it.
Yes. You don't have to manage anything. It's key.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Got it.
If you remember, working with storage accounts for a long time was a tedious process.
Yeah.
You had to manage the blobs, and they had the long URIs, and it's like so hard to remember.
That's right.
Right. You want to remember the name of the disk,
right?
So with managed disks, you get to do that. You get to kind of up-level the disks as a concept up in the ARM layer,
right?
So then you can take like RBAC, RBAC like conditions on them, RBAC policies on them,
right?
And you can apply permissions, and you can work on them as like top-level resources on the same level as virtual machines or
anything else.
And the second benefit managed disks offers is offers you high availability compared to storage accounts. We've seen in the past, the disks can, even though the VMs are in an availability set, they're in like different fault domains.
Right.
But the
disks are also spread now as sort of increasing the availability.
So the compute fault domains are aligned with the storage fault
domains.
So that's what managed disks really brings to the table.
Oh, that's awesome.
And we have a lot of new features that we are bringing to the table.
And everyone loves managed disks.
Everyone loves managed disks.
Yep. Okay, good.
So we've seen great adoption on managed disks.
Yeah, okay. Okay, great. So that's good background.
Yes.
Good background on managed disk and sort of the reducing the management costs and giving you high availability.
Yes.
Who doesn't want that stuff?
Exactly.
Right.
Yeah.
So, but now you said we've added some new capabilities.
Yes, exactly.
So walk us through what we've got here. Okay.
So the first feature I want to talk about is this OS disk swap. So if you remember in the past, a lot of customers have asked us for this.
Yes.
So what they wanted to do was like VM wasn't working or something happened, or they wanted to restore to a previous backup of the VM.
Right.
Right. So they would have to delete the VM, take the disk, and then attach it to a new VM.
Very annoying.
Right. What we've made it possible now is to take a VM and just like pass in a new resource ID of a new disk, and it just swaps.
You can just put in basically another OS disk, even without having to change anything else on the VM.
Exactly.
And then you can add that disk as like a data disk.
Exactly.
And then and do debugging.
Yes. Yeah.
Booyah.
Yeah. Well, that you could do before. Now you can just change the OS disk.
Right.
Yeah.
Oh, very cool. So walk us through this.
Let's take a look
at
this.
How easy is this? I'm intrigued.
So
it
is one command.
It is one command. Okay, I'm going to judge this.
That's what we aim for all this.
That's
like,
okay.
If we can do it, one command.
One button.
Yes.
One all button.
Right. So here I have a resource group called OneOS Disk Swap RG. And
Clever.
I have a VM1.
Good name.
And then VM1 has VM1 OS disk attached to it. And we'll just take a look at the disks, right? So here's the disks blade, and here's VM1 OS disk 1, right? Now, if I go back to that resource group, you'll see I have another OS disk here, right? And this was previously attached to another VM.
Sure.
So
right now it's not attached to anything.
Exactly. Okay. So what I want to do is I want to SSH into this VM and actually show you what's on the disk so that you can actually...
So I believe you.
Yes.
Because otherwise I'll think you're lying.
That is a big part of it.
That is true, actually.
Yeah.
I do.
You can't just put features out there that don't work.
Well, you can try.
Yeah. All right. So
hopefully our audience doesn't think we put features out there that don't work.
All right. So here I am in that VM, and I have a file called ASCII.txt, right?
Okay, good.
And Linux has this great tool called cat for printing cat pictures, right? Mm-hmm. Great tool comes built in, right? So you do...
In this case, it's going to show a cat picture?
Yes, exactly.
So look at this cleverness.
So you get Grumpy Cat, right? Isn't that awesome?
This is amazing. For something so silly as swapping out an OS disk, this is an amazing demo so far.
Well, you gotta make the demo
interesting.
You gotta
make it interesting. When you gotta make the infrastructure, you gotta make the demos interesting.
Well, people come to this show for jokes. Right?
That's
yeah. You gotta have the jokes.
But Kay, they're usually my jokes. Now this is Tuesdays with Kay.
Well.
This is the Tuesdays with Kay show.
It took me a long Tuesdays with Kay.
No, I'm living. That's it. Good. Please continue.
No.
Please continue.
Well, Tuesdays with Kay has a nice rhyme to it.
It does have a nice ring to it. It does have a nice ring to it.
It rhymes as well.
That's right. That's right. So.
Yeah. Okay. Well. It took me a long time to come to this show, so I wanted to make something special.
I kept asking you. You said I have to get the right demo. All right, let's make the cat not grumpy anymore.
Yes.
I'm excited to see this.
Also, if I'm going to get an IMDb page after this show...
You do need to get this.
Yes.
IMDb is what you're looking for?
Well, no, but if you're on a popular show...
What's a Rotten Tomatoes score on this show? This specific show? All right, now, because you haven't done anything.
All right, so let's...
You showed a cat picture and nothing to do with Azure.
Yes.
Okay, but you do need to stop the VM. So this is important.
Yes.
So
well,
you can't just do it on a running VM, obviously.
You could do it on a running VM, and we'll just reboot it for
you. Oh, okay, cool.
Yeah, so we allow that as well. So what you need to do is AZ
VM
update.
Oh, we got an AZ command here. Okay, got it. One command.
One command.
Is there not a portal way to do this?
So portal is coming soon.
Oh,
it is coming
missed
soon.
Missed a big shot.
Yeah. It is coming very soon.
Okay, fine.
All right, so AZ update, AZ VM update. Pass in the resource group name, pass in the VM name,
sure.
And then the OS disk resource ID for the new disk. And this is the OS disk we were looking at before. So all I need to do is just pass that in.
It's a long name for a disk.
It is a long name, but it is the complete resource ID. That's the only thing. So I'll paste that in here.
So that portal will be nice.
Portal will be much simpler than
Got
this.
Got it, okay,
yep.
Good.
Now that we've swapped the disk, we can come in here and
you got to restart the VM though, right?
Yep.
Because you stopped
so
the VM.
I'm going to start the VM because we've swapped the disk now. So we're going to come in here and look at, we're going to SSH into the VM and hopefully see the ASCII file has changed.
I'm excited to see what the ASCII file will look
yes,
like.
Yes, it is a surprise.
It is. I hope it's a cat. Okay, there you go. Starting.
So.
Starting.
Yes, and we'll just.
So the OS has changed. So like the scenario that you'd use this for, what would you use this for?
So
give me kind of a few good
one
examples.
Example is if the OS disk, you had a previous backup of the OS disk.
Sure.
Right? And something went wrong in the new OS disk.
Sure.
Right? And you just wanted to go back to...
Sure.
So
there you go, you're
it's up. Easily swappable.
Got it. So like doing restoring from backup or, again, debugging a specific issue or something like this. Got it.
Exactly.
Okay.
So let's make sure the IP address has changed.
And the IP address changed because you're not using a reserved IP.
Exactly. Yeah, so yeah. I'm using a dynamic.
So every time you stop, it restarts, it changes. Okay,
yep.
Fine.
I believe it is still coming up. So.
Okay. So what else? What else?
Yes. Oh, on this OS disk?
Yeah, what else would you do this for? Yeah. So backup, debugging.
Yeah. So those are the
okay,
two
it.
Key scenarios that you would use this for.
Got it. Okay.
Yep.
Okay. And doing cat pictures.
And yes. And
that's the other big one. If you want to show off cat pictures. It's a great thing for you to go do. There you
so,
go. You're in.
Looks like the VM is up.
You're in. Hit the password, right?
All right.
Screw this up.
Let's enter the right password. Fingers crossed. Oh, no.
Permission denied. This thing's like, all you're using me for is this stupid cat thing. What's your password?
It is the one that I'm entering. Same password.
Rule number one when changing OS disks, remember your password.
Well, okay, let's reset the password.
Oh, now we're going to go in and we're going to show another feature, which is resetting the password. When you forget your password, you can now go in and reset it.
We can reference to previous Tuesdays and Corey for this, right? We have a previous Tuesday.
No, setting the password reset.
Yes.
All right, look at that.
So now we're going to go and reset the password for the OS disk.
We're showing lots of things here. This
yeah.
is going to be great. All right.
So,
and so what this is doing is because you swapped your OS disk, you forgot the password on the new one, which could happen to many people.
Which could happen.
But now you're up and running. Because you have access to this VM, you can go and actually reset the password.
It's a great capability that we added a few years ago.
Yeah.
It's tremendous.
Tremendous
time
power.
Saver,
and then this is in the portal, so this is exposed in the portal. You can just go in and do this.
Yep.
Great, done. All right.
All right, let's try again.
I'm going to be amazed if this cat picture really better be worth it. Let's just put it this way.
All right. All right, we're in, right?
Bravo!
Awesome. So let's do LS and let's...
Okay, there's another cat. There's another ASCII thing. What
so,
do we got? And?
Any
happy
guess?
Happy cat.
You're right. Wow.
Bravo.
So the feature worked. So we introduced this new feature. It makes cats happy.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
Okay, so you can now swap OS disks. It is a lot easier to do than what we just walked you through. Today it's available in CLI, as CLI. We showed. You can also do it in PowerShell.
You can do
it
in PowerShell.
You can swap out the OS disk.
Yep.
You hopefully don't forget your password to log back in. But if you do, you can even go fix that right in the portal. We showed you all that as if it were planned that Kay would script this thing. You can't now take over the show. We were going to say you could take over the show, but now I think at this point it's not going to happen.
Well, I got to come back a few more times.
You got to remember your password. That's awesome, Kay. Thank you so much for your time. Awesome, happy cat.
Yes.
And we'll see you again soon here to talk a little bit about the image gallery.
No. There's more features on Managed Disk.
There's more features.
Yeah.
I was going to cut it.
No.
Go. You're almost out of time, though, just to be clear.
So, all right. All right. So the next feature I want to show you is called the metrics. So a lot of people have been asking us about, like, how do I get metrics for my disks,
right?
So I have disks. The expectation is I should be able to get metrics on the disk, right? So we've always had metrics for CPUs and disk. So these metrics that we've had before, these are the aggregate metrics across all the disks in the VM. Now what we've introduced is, if you just click on this, this will launch this new Azure Monitor metric experience.
Look at this.
So now what you can do is, so I'm just going to remove these old metrics. So you can come here and click the virtual machine, and then you'll see a list of all the new metrics. So for example, you'll get data disk queue depth, data disk read bytes.
So now you can actually track these metrics. You can alert on these metrics if you want
exactly.
to.
Exactly.
Oh, very cool.
So you can detect if your disk is being throttled.
Yeah.
And you can take an action
on it.
Yeah,
of course.
Right? And so, like, for example, the OS disk, right? So I'll just do, like, OS disk write bytes per second. And here you can see I ran some workload last
just
night.
Just to show this.
Yep.
Just to show this demo, or were you actually running a real workload?
It's called Fire, just a simple Fire.
Yeah, so then the answer is no.
Well, synthetic benchmark.
It's synthetic, perfect.
Yes, fine.
Okay, got it.
For the demo purposes.
Got it.
Right. So, but this Azure Monitor has a really nice integration with like open source tools like Grafana, because we know our customers use open source tools and they might not always want to come to Portal.
Got it.
So what I've done is I've taken that all that metrics, and I've created a Grafana dashboard out of it.
Oh, cool. Look at this.
So if you look at this, so you're looking at all the OS disks.
So you just pump all these metrics out to another
exactly.
tool.
Exactly.
That's awesome.
So you can like input these into your existing dashboards, or you can create like entirely new dashboards out of it. And you can customize them like whatever you want. Like, for example, the way I did this is if I just went into edit. So if you select the Azure Monitor service as the source, then you'll get a list of all the resource groups in your subscription, right? And then you'll get a namespace of which metric you want to look at,
right?
And all the resources within that resource group that I picked.
Yeah.
In this case, it was just one VM. And you'll get the same list of metrics here as well.
Yep.
So it is just really easy to add like your metrics to like an open source tool like
That's awesome.
The Grafana dashboard, okay?
Very cool.
Awesome. So done with metrics, done with OS disk swap.
Yes.
Another hot.
Well, okay, fine. We do one more?
Yes.
One more?
Yes.
We got one more.
Yes.
All right, go.
Another feature that I get asked about a lot. If I had a penny for every day I got asked about it.
Then you'd probably have about like 12 cents.
Yes. Yeah. Well, more
Maybe
than that.
Well, 13.
Okay, go. So, a lot of folks have asked us for Move Managed Disk. Yes, exactly.
The Move functionality.
Yes. The Move functionality is now available. So, what I want to do is move this VM, or this is a managed VM,
So the key point is you're moving a VM that happens to use managed disks.
Managed disks,
yes.
Right, yep. And you can also move the disks, or
sure.
the managed snapshots, or the managed images individually
as well.
So what you have to do is just select the move from here, and I want to move to another subscription.
You can move to another subscription.
Right, and I will select my other subscription here.
What?
And I will create a new resource group, moved. Resources.
You're blowing my mind right now.
And I will hit OK.
And away you go.
And it's going to do its thing, validation.
Validating.
And then it's going to.
So, the things that it's validating, I do know this, right? The two things that it's making sure, one, backup. If you're using backup right now, that's not supported.
Yes. Yes.
And then if you're using Key Vault, so like if you're like encrypting your disks,
yes.
Right now that's not supported.
Exactly.
Part of the move. But these are things we are adding later.
We are adding it. Yep. And Key Vault is coming sooner than backup.
Yep.
But we do have a workaround for backup as well.
And this is in sort of limited preview right now, but I think everyone gets access here. Everyone can get access now.
This is available to everyone.
Got it. Perfect.
This is available to everybody. It's just those two caveats that you need to keep in mind.
That's awesome.
Other than that,
and how long does this take? And is the VM, this is an important question, the VM's not rebooting in this situation.
VM is not rebooting.
So it's just like moving the information up at the top.
Exactly.
But the VM can continue to run.
Yep. It's just metadata that's changing from that these resources belong to subscription.
But then the virtual network can be a challenge there. You do have to move the virtual network, and so fine.
And other like resources.
Right.
Yep.
And IP and so on.
This is going to take a bit of time.
Just go through a
bunch of validations and the move. But it's going to complete soon. I believe it's like 5 to 10
minutes. We'll trust you on that one.
Yes. Thank you.
The happy cat will happen.
We'll not sit here.
We're not going to sit here and wait for this. All right. So you showed. Okay. And so are you done now?
Is this, yes.
You got, okay. So you. I mean, if you want more stuff. So you showed awesome stuff with being able to move resources across subscriptions or across resource groups.
Yep.
One. Two, you showed the ability to swap out an OS disk.
Yep.
And three, you showed great new metrics for OS that you can now put into both view in the portal, but also dump into third-party tools as well.
Grafana.
The power of managed disks
is
coming
awesome.
At you.
It's awesome. Yep. And all the new features that we were working on.
All the new, it's done.
Yes.
Moving resources.
And it's.
Oh, it's moving.
It validated and successfully said that they can move.
If you have questions for us, comments, you got more things from Kay, let us know at #AzureTWC. That stands for Tuesdays with Corey. And we'll get back to you on Twitter. So with that, thank you, Kay.
Yep,
and
thank
we'll have you back soon.
Yep,
and
thank
you for joining us. Have a good Tuesday. Bye-bye. And you've run this command before, Kay? Okay?
When I launched this feature.
A unit test?
Can you go, just make sure that
it's a different.
So that research group isn't there.
It's a different subscription that's...
Amateur.
Well, it's all that restart Windows business that I had to deal with.
Oh, okay.
Okay, so this is your fault.